Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go page 141, but I will do quick summary because at the point that we are right now to understand what kolel means or klalot and the prat, it's of extreme importance to understand the relationship of Adam Kadmon, what role Adam Kadmon plays, what it is that we call Keilim, what it is that we call Shurashei Keilim, what it is Gufim, what it is Libushim, and what it is Hechalot. Those are of extremely important to understand the world, because it is the duty of Israel. It is the duty of Israel to Lekasher, to connect, all the olamot. Every tefillah that we say, it starts from olam hazeh, korbanot, to go to olam asiya, olam yetzira, olam briya, olam atzilut, olam adam kadmon. This is our duty, our capability. And we are supposed to connect all this olamot. And now it's explaining, Harav, that to look at the Etz Chaim, and Etz Chaim is what? It's connecting the olam hazeh, it's that consciousness to Ein Sof. It's a consciousness, that tree is called Tree of Chaim, or called Torah, is that consciousness gives you that insight that you are able to connect all this olamot. Now, it comes, we previously in page one, just follow what I summarize. Page 134, we said that Chochmah hu neshama. When we talk about the concept of Chokhmah, we talk about Neshama. That means Neshama is that vessel that reveals, is the vessel that reveals Chokhmah. And then we said Bina, who are goof. That means Bina, energy of Bina, is revealed in the body. Now, this is extremely important to start to see the difference, what is body and what is Neshama, which is Rosh. This body that we call Guf is different than what it is we call Rosh. We have to understand that each olam is of what department. When we are talking about Rosh is one thing, when we are talking about Guf is totally a different thing. And here is the point that we have to be able to differentiate. Ve'zerampin hu halibush. The concept of zerampin, what we say, is always we are talking about libushim. An aspect of malchut, always we are talking about hechalot. Hechalot. Not hechal echad, it's hechalot. Okay? That's one thing. Then we came and we explained what is Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon, and I would like you to go back and study, which is on page 140. It's what it means when it says Ani Rishon, I am first, Ani Acharon. This is the beginning of what is Klal and what is Prat. That's the beginning of what is, when we say Ani Acharon, it means Bekoach, אני ראשון בפועל. But it's supposed to come the opposite way. Remember that. This is what you have to review. We cannot continue. When it says אני אחרון, that's עתיק. And עתיק, we said, is the כוח. When he says אני ראשון, זה בפועל. What בפועל? We said four things always. There is always four levels. בכוח, all the four levels we said is one, אחד. But בפועל, all what was אחד becomes four, separate, חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, מלכות, reveals itself. Did we understand this? Are we okay? Any questions in here? So every comma, everywhere that we are, the four arba bichinot are neshama, gufim, libushim, hechalot. In the neshama, we said, there is again neshama shel neshama, גופים של נשמה, ליבושים של נשמה, והחלות של הנשמה, והלאה. We said, אדם קדמון, let's read this now, let's go to page 140, let's read it quickly. שבאדם קדמון הוא דלת שורשים. באדם קדמון. It is important that to understand what keter means. So it says שבאדם קדמון הוא דלת שורשים מדלת בחינות של יוד ספירות שבהם שהן נשמות, גופות, ליבושים והחלות. So in אדם קדמון there is revelation of what? That's אור פנימי, second column, last paragraph. וזה שהרב, כתר שבאדם קדמון הוא דלת שורשים. He's talking about keter sheba adam kadmon. What is keter shel adam kadmon? Who can explain to me what is the keter shel adam kadmon?
That's the shorashim
already. Of what?
Of the neshama.
Bravo, shorashim shel kol haketarim. All the ketarim are where?
In that keter.
If it is shoresh, that means it's keter.
Right.
That means everything is echad. It's a shoresh. Now, why do we call it shorashe keilim? Why don't we call it keilim?
Because it's in potential.
What makes it in potential? Because in the rosh and the or is milemata lemala. Only in Keter, the light is from lemata lemala. Only in Keter. Keter is Rosh. Follow, it's very important. Keter is called Rosh. Because only in Rosh there is Or Milemata Lemala. And this, because there is Milemata Lemala, we call only Shorashei Keilim. Where the Keilim are made? Bravo, in the Guf. So the Guf is Mimala Lemata. Okay. Is there anything in the Rosh that is Milemala Lemata? Yes, we said.
Yeah.
It's a Or Yashar. Has the Or Yashar has his own Keter. You remember how many Ketarim we have? So there is the Or Yashar, there is a Keter, Arba Ketarim. So when it comes to my mind, this Arba Ketarim are again in my head, Bepoal, in the Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, Aval Bekoach. And we said this, what comes to my mind, Bekoach, the Acharon of Or Yashar. I hope you followed it.
That's why Acharon is the beginning, which is the Kelatik.
Bravo. It's only potential. Because it's in my head, it's only potential. It's a koach. Now, it has to make a minea ubea, that means to go from above to below. And what it is that goes from above to below?
The Orishan.
What do I have in the Rosh? Arba Bechinot. What are those Arba Bechirot? Neshamot. Gufim, Libushim, Vaichalot. They are all in the Rosh Echad. The Neshamot, which is in the Rosh, is a Keter Shekola Neshamot. That means in the Guf there is a Neshama. In the Libush there is a Neshama. In the Hechal is a Neshama. The Shoresh of this, where is it? In the Rosh. Now, yes, Gufim in the Rosh? Yes. That Gufim in the Rosh is the Shoresh to the Gufim Shel Aguf, the Atzmut of Guf, then the Guf of Libushim, and the Guf of Hechalot. The Libush Beshoresh, again, will be Shoresh Libushim Shel Gufim, Shoresh Libushim Shel Libushim, Veshoresh Libushim Shel Hechalot. Hechalot Shebeshoresh, Ubeketer, Uberosh, הוא שורש של כל ההיכלות שבגוף, שורש של כל ההיכלות שבליבוש, וכל ההיכלות שבהיכלות.
Everything is part of everything else.
The Rosh that we discussed is Keter. גוף, זה עולם בריאה בינה. ליבוש זה אירמפין, עולם יצירה. החלות, מלכות, עולם עשייה. So, if I say, please take me to a sephira, of olam libushim, gufim shel olam libushim. Gufim shel olam libushim. Where do you take me? Guf always have to be what?
Guf is bina.
Bravo. Libushim is what? Is olam yetzira. Bravo. So when I say gufim of Libushim, that means you're going to take me to Bina of Olam Yetzirah. Wait till we know what Bina is. Now, another thing that we have to know, what is Guf? Rosh, we said, is Neshama. Neshama is what? Chokhmah. Rosh, we're going to study now why Rosh is Neshama. We said this is Neshama. Now, Guf is Midlemala Lemata. What Bina does, what it is in your body.
Keli.
What Keli means?
Receiving.
Midot Vegvulim. Look at your body. There is step by step, there is Gvul, mida, measurement, and
limitation.
So what Bina does? What is the capability of Bina? It's the goof. And the goof is to set limitation. Abba is Chokhmah. Ima is a Bina. That's why Bina takes 9 months and she dictates all the colors, all the tikkunim, everything. She sets the tikkun of a fetus. She, the Bina. It's the feeling of when you go to the goof, that means limitation. You have limitation. That's extremely important to understand the consciousness of body. The consciousness of body is of extreme to understand. If you don't understand the consciousness of body, you will not be able to put a head on top of it. The kelim are in the body. Now let's go look at Adam Kadmon. What was revealed in Adam Kadmon? What was revealed in Adam Kadmon? All the Shorashim. Because Adam Kadmon is Keter. How many Shorashim we said was revealed? The fifth is the top one, the Keter. Four Arba Bichinot. All the Ketarim, Adam Kadmon is Keter. So that means the neshamot that are in Adam Kadmon, they are the keter of all the olamot, of all the neshamot. And what those neshamot are called? Chokhmah of Adam Kadmon. And that chokhmah, what name it has? You might as well learn right now. It's called Ein Bet. Partsuf Ein Bet. 72. Chesed. Now, this is Shoresh Kol HaNeshamot. And it's Chokhmah. The Bina, who noten et HaKol HaGvulim, Kol HaMidot, it's called Sag, 63. And we understand why Bina is what Bina is. Because all the Midot, Shoreshe, all the Midot, but at the same time, Bina is what in Adam Kadmon? It's the goof of Adam Kadmon. Because Ein Bet was the neshama of Adam Kadmon. So goof of Adam Kadmon is the true Ke'ilim that was created after Ein Sof. The true Ke'ilim are in the Bina, called Sag, which is Milui of Shem Hashem, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Alev Vav, Hey Yud. 63. That's the Shoreshe, all the Keilim. It is important for you to see these levels. Now, this is called Partsuf Sag. Partsuf Mem Hey. Oh, Mem Hey. Mem Hey is Adam. שיש לו כוח מה, יש לו חוכמה של מה. I can ask question. מה? גיאומטריה אדם. מילוי שם השם באלפין. אלף. אלוף. דעת. והוא יוד וו דלת. ה' אלף. וו אלף וו. ה' אלף. זה ליבושים. הליבושים completes אדם. הליבושים הם making the אדם. Again, remember, יש נשמות, יש גופים, וזה שורשי כל האדם. So when we look at the Shem Mem Hei, we are looking at the image of Adam. That's Hashem. הליבוש, האדם קמפליט, יש לו גוף עכשיו, יש לו נשמה. הוא יושב בהיכלו. Now, היכל is המלכות. שהאדם הזה יושב. איזה היכלות של אדם קדמון? מה ההיכל? הוא שם בן. פרצוף בן. זה מילוי. שם שם השם בהאין בהי בהי בלם השם create the world by hey so yud vav dalet hey alef vav alef vav no slicha vav vav ze lo hey vav vav hey alef 52 ben now hechalot ze adonai numerical value of hechal see the picture all the way down hechal is 65 adonai adonai ze hechal shel shem hashem hakadosh yud kei vav kei u hechal ze kavodo ze shechinto ofo shehu shochen leze omrim shochen betocho ze shechina זה אדוני, זה החלות. למה שאדם עליון יושב בתוכו? או בתומכת. זה, the picture we have to see, complete. It's to see the how to come to the keter all the way to echad. By looking at Adam Kadmon, the Shemot that we have, that's enough. That's it. Rav is going to explain how Bina Sag created all the Shorashim. God is going to, Etzer Chaim is going to explain how the Chokhmah, Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. Achon. Aval Midot v'Gvulim were said by Bina. Bina used the Chokhmah. We have to understand what it means. Chokhmah. Same cooperation. Abba ve'ima. Chokhmah is Abba, Ima. All this language is for you to, it's a language. It's for you to learn how to communicate. Today you should be able to say, okay, Adam Kadmon, what is Adam Kadmon? You can theoretically very step by step should be able to explain. It consists of a shoresh. And what is shoresh? When we say shoresh, what do we mean? What is the meaning of when we say shoresh? Bravo. And when we say keter, what do we mean? Lemata lemala. And how do you show it? Look at Adam Kadmon. How many Bechinot of this Shoresh is revealed in Adam Kadmon. It has to reveal Neshama, Guf, Libush, Vehechal. The Neshama we gave the name of Ayin Bet, Guf, Sag, Libushim, Mem Hei, which makes the Adam, Yoshev Behechalo, Ben. Shata Yoshev Behechalo, you are Ben. Now there was a Shevira between Mem He and Ben. God created a paradox here. In the Shoresh. All the way in the Shoresh. The Mem He was not able to handle Ben. It's too much. And what was Ben? Ben was Malchut. And what is Malchut? It's the final Kli. Where is the Shoresh of Kli? In the Rosh. Where is the Keilim? Are in the Guf. And where are the Keilim Gamurim? That's the Malchut. That's Ben. That's why Ben is all the dinim. Malchut carries all the dinim. Every time we feel pleasure, we revealed this Malchut called Acharon. That means Oren Sof. Nothing in the world can give you pleasure other than Oren Sof. And that's the Malchut. Every pleasure. That means you revealed that vessel. Now, let's we did good summary. Yes.
You just asked us what is a keter.
Yes.
And we said seed, we said olam kadmon, we said potential. But what did you mean by saying that? You wanted us to give you an answer as to, we already know what keter means, but where did you want to go with that?
I want you to know your body. Really, all these things to put it in your body. Say, what's happening in my Rosh? What's happening in my Rosh? There is a thought comes that I said there is an Or Yashar, comes from above to below.
But we have these two aspects of above to below and below to above.
That's right.
That it takes place in the Rosh.
That's right. So only from, but I don't get the above the below. From above to below, it's influenced, we said. It's a ma'atzil.
Right.
It's the echad part. Though I understand it's a structure, though I understand what it is all about,
yeah,
and it has its or arba bechinot, but the arba bechinot in the one that comes from or yashar is all echad, is one.
And we said it's a compelling force.
That's right. Now, below to, because of the Masach, let's read this. Sheba'adam kadmon hu dalet shorashim min dalet bechinot shel yud sefirot shebahem neshamot ugufot ulibushim uechalot vezehu derech prat. So every time we discuss derech prat, it's when we said we are talking about neshamot, gufim, ulibushim uechalot. Pirush kan medaber bechinat rosh hanikra keter. Always remember, Rosh is the aspect of Keter. Mishum shehamasach meshamesh bo mimata lemala. Because the type of the masach that is only in the Rosh.
Yeah.
Only. Your Bechira starts in your making Keilim, not in the Rosh. The Rosh is automatic. And we will understand how I can adjust this automatic. I will realize that it is up to my midot, that's going to really refine the masach that is in the Rosh. Mishum shehamasach meshamesh bo mimata lemala kenizkar lemala she'az ein or chozer hamalbish shum aviyut kal. When we say shoresh, what is the aviyut of shoresh? Zero, shoresh, lo aviyut. So therefore, it's not up to you, since there is no aviyut, it does, the masach is automatic. V'mitam ze nifchan rak leshorashei keilim, and that's why it's called shorashei, because there is no aviyut involved. What is the next aviyut? It's aleph. What aleph captures? What's the or chozer of aleph captures? What's the Aleph captures? If Shoresh is Keter, what is Aleph?
Talking about the Aviyot of the Masach?
Yes.
The Aviyot of the Masach from the beginning of the should be Dalet and then going down to Efes.
That's Ed.
But if I am in Keter, what Aviyot there is in Keter? In Adam Kadmon, what aviyut it was?
Zero, like he said.
You're talking about Or Chozer, but what aviyut Adam Kadmon had? Keter. Nothing.
So
okay, that's the Or Yashar. It comes to the Keter, there is no aviyut.
So he's right. Dalet should be Dalet.
You're talking now about Or Chozer.
Oh,
I'm talking about aviyut. But in Keter, the aviyut is shoresh. In Chokhmah, aviyut is only echad, is nothing. How much aviyut do you have in Chokhmah? Do you have really heavy kelim? You don't. In Bina, aviyut is bet. In Zerampin, aviyut. In Malchut, aviyut.
But he's talking about returning light.
Yes. But again, if it is, but when you are in the Koma of Keter, what is the view? It's all the way Shoresh. When you are in Olam Atzilut, what Aviyud made, now be careful what I'm asking, in Olam Atzilut, what Aviyud captured all Chokhmah? What Aviyud captured all Chokhmah? Chokhmah.
Gimel.
Remember, aviyut is one thing. It gives you a koma.
No, but he was talking about...
Or chozer is something else.
And he was talking about returning light. So it's aleph dalet, he was right.
So now, what is the aviyut of a masach that captured or chokhmah? Or Chokhmah.
You said it.
Gimel. Light of Atzilut is what? Light of Atzilut is what?
Light of Atzilut is Neshama.
Bravo. The... Bravo. Now, Bria. What Bechina of light created Bria? Bravo. And what is the name of that one? You're going to tell me Neshama. That is why. From now on, we do the following. We know that Chokhmah is Neshama. We know that. Be careful here. That's why I don't want you to get mixed up with names. We know Chokhmah is a level of Neshama. So what is the difference between the Neshama, which is in the Chokhmah, Olam Atzilut, and the Neshama, which is in the Olam Bria? Bravo! That's why we call the one in Atzilut, Etz Chaim calls it Neshama le Neshama, and calls the Bria Neshama. Or Hachaya, that's correct. That's the Neshama le Neshama. But we should understand the names when we call Neshama. What do we mean? Neshama le Neshama, what do we mean?
But Michael was right about the returning Aleph Dalet. The returning Mark is Aleph Dalet. And that's it. And that's
I don't think Michael said any of those things. No, well, okay, let's don't push the save button.
That's fine, but that's A, and that's part of Adam, and that's part of the Masaf. If you put the 7, it would be 45 minus 50.
Please go to page 141, section Bet. Ki, please. Ki, klalot, bechinat neshamot, asher ba'adam kadmon. Klalot of all the neshamot sheba adam kadmon nikrau shoresh ha neshamot veklalot bechinot neshamot atzilut klalut of bechinot neshamat atzilut yikrau neshamot de neshamot mamash veklalot neshamot bria yikrau gufot לערך נשמות של אצילות. Why? Because the goof receives from where? From the neshama. And neshama is in olam אצילות. So, בריאה is a goof to אצילות. בריאה is a goof to אצילות. Our life is beautiful if you got this. So, where is Atzilut in you?
Head.
Your head. Where is your Shoresh?
Head.
What part of the head? Your head is really Atzilut, but your mind, which supposedly comes, is your Neshama.
Right. I thought it was the
key. Representative. For your information, that's a representative. It's not there, it's not part of you. It represents the Keter, which is the Malchut, the Acharon of what it is above. That's why he says, Ani Acharon. That means, here it is, I'm Acharon of what comes from Or Yashar. Ani Rishon ze Arichampin. Ani Rishon ze Arichampin. So in the head, you say, you do anything, what do you say? Leshem Yichud. Woo! That's your Or Chozer. As soon as you say Leshem Yichud, that's your Or Chozer. That's what you captured. For what? Now, slowly, hopefully, Bezat Hashem, we're going to make it. Now, it says, go to Gimel Or Pinimi, the second column. We have gone through this. גם כאן מדבר הרב רק מבחינת שיעור קומה. Always tell yourself which קומה I am, which domain I am talking. There are only four domains, חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, מלכות. תפארת is inclusive of six other sephirot. Very simple. Always make yourself, you say, everything in the world has four levels. חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, מלכות. Everything in the world has a neshama, has a goof, has a libush, and has a echel. Echel is the final vessel where the three above shochen into it. You look at the creation and you see this is the truth. There is air, there is fire, there is water, and all three of them are in afar, in earth. This is what it is. Earth is the echel, is the vessel, the final vessel that includes in it the air. Is Yetzirah, the Ruach, and what is Bina? Is the Bria, and Yetzirah.
After Bina?
Above Bina, Chokhmah, Atzilut.
Fire?
Now you tell me, which one came first? Which comes first? When you come to Bereshit Bara Elohim et Hashamayim, where are you? You are in Bina. It is the Torah that gives all the midot. It's the Torah that reveals it's the goof. And what is the rosh of the goof? Is Atzilut. The rosh is Atzilut. So as far as I am concerned, I know that Parzufim, Ein Bet, Sag, Mem Hey, Ben, are the Shoreshim, called Ketarim, Shoresh. But as far as I can deal with is Olam Atzilut, which is a Rosh, explains the Adam that is in the Rosh. Guf is Olam Bria, explains the Adam that sits in the Hechalot Shel Bria. And when I come to Yetzirah, it's the Libushim that shows the Adam that is Melubash and ready to sit down in Hechalo. You're tired?
No, I need to leave. I need to finish early today. So I go and pray now.
Very good. Tashliach, Shabbat Shalom. But let's continue. We have a little bit more to review at least. Now, here, go back to Gimel. It says the following. Gam ken medaber harav rak mbichinat shiur koma al derech shepireshnu bedalet bichinot chokma bina tiferet umalchut da adam kadmon. Vakvar nitbael lai. אשר דלת בחינות האצילות באים מאור חוזר העולם ממסך ג'. Remember that when we talk about עולם אצילות, And that's the domain that we deal with, mm-hmm. because it's a domain that it's in po'al, in action. It says, Olam Atzilut is the Bichinat Gimel. It was the Masach of Bichinat Gimel. That means created the Or Chozer of Komach Chochma. So therefore, how far can we go and tap into? How far can I go in my mind and really tap into? That's it. Which is Chokhmah.
I can go in my mind to Keter?
Only when?
You can do that.
On Shabbat. Only. Only on Shabbat it is that you can add the Keter to it. And this is extremely important to understand. That how this thing is going to work. Because we understand that the problem that it went, yes, there was a Shevirat Keilim. Now there is a, that was Olam Tohu Vavohu. Now it needs a correction. And the correction is the Mem Hei Chadash, is to create a new Adam that can is capable to take care of the problem. And that Mem Hei Chadash, that new Adam, is Israel. Is that Israel that has to come and to correct this, put it in proper perspective, to do that, the problem that caused Shevira?
What is Israel like to Nibush? Because we don't.
We said, remember, this Adam becomes complete when it has his Libush, which is his Midot. But the Midot started from Olam Bina, which is Bria. The Midot was given in Olam Bria. The laws and all the Midot is here in the creation. Everything is defined in the creation. All the Gvulim is given in the creation, and your body is made of the earth of creation. Your desire, which is your body comes from where? From the earth, from the Afar. And it's extremely important to understand here it is we are talking about all the klalot, which is Adam Kadmon, then all the klalot of Neshamot, which is Olam Atzilut, all the klalot of Gufim is Olam Bria, all the klalot of Libushim is Olam Yetzira, and all the klalot of Hechalot is Olam Asiya. And what is the Keter in you? Is Prat.
What?
Prat. To all these. There is one Prat. You have again, same thing. You are that drop after all these things.
So everything depends on Ahavat Olam. Because Midot is Ahavat Olam.
You pinpointed. Bravo. The whole problem was because of Sina, because of Ketzavot. They couldn't handle to unite together. If they would have united together, there wouldn't be Shevira. The Shevira happened because there wasn't unification. There wasn't Echad. The Echad was missing. They were created, but they were not created they were created to be individual. They were not created to be one. The power of making the one, the Echad, to be revealed, gave to Israel. That's why it says, Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. It is, you are to make these three together and make it Echad. You gotta reveal the Echad. You gotta bring the phase one, Neshama, Guf, and Libush, and sit it into the Echad. You are to make the Adam, the Israel, so we will have the Hechal, which is Bait, which is Bet HaMikdash. And they call it Bet HaMikdash. It's a Makom Kadosh. So they call it Bet HaMikdash. You create a Makom Kadosh anywhere. Understand that for 40 years, Bet HaMikdash was movable. It wasn't a stationary. It was a Mishkan. So it's movable, it could be movable too. Eventually, the bite is going to complete. But at the meantime, Doesn't mean that you are not having any Mishkan. It's up to you to set the Mishkan. Now, let's hear. Sha'alken kumatam de eser sefirot da atzilut. Therefore, kuma shel eser sefirot shel atzilut matchilim rak michochma hanikra neshama. So therefore, the hatchala for us, the beginning for us, is the neshama lefikach. גם בעולם הצילוד נחשבים כל הבחינות שבהם מראש עד סיומו לבחינת חוכמה ונשמה. So that means the totality of הצילוד. Whether it's the גופים, the חלות, the ליבושים, הכל are the קומה of נשמה. קומה of נשמה. They are explaining all the נשמות. בריאה, all the גופים, and הלאה, הלאה, הלאה. Now, let's go page 123. No, 143. Section Zayin. It says, Habriya nikra guf. Mishum shemekabelet miatzilut kemo guf mineshama. He says, now you have to understand the relation between the olamot, a little bit more, what it is. He says, as far as the Atzilut is concerned, Atzilut is the Neshama. We said it's the whole, and the Bria is the goof. So Bria is kind of a getting from Neshama. Now, what we said Neshama is, where is located Neshama? In the Rosh. And the goof is the body. And we said the Keilim are made in the goof. So therefore, he says, Habriya nikra guf mishum shemekabel. So when it comes, mekabel is what? It's from above to below. It's from above to below. It's a mekabel. The guf is, has desire to receive.
And mekabel is from below to above.
From nekeva?
No, mekabel. Mekabel.
Well, it's a nukva. Then it becomes nukva. Then there is a mekabel that you receive. Then you become, when you receive, now you have an opportunity either to fill up the hole and that's it, or create continuity. It's a two opportunity. It's because nekev means a chisaron. It's missing. Now, ובזה תבין שאמר רבנו זיכרונו להגן עלינו, אשתו כגופו דימה. He says, when he talks about אשתו, אשתו is כמו גוף. Same בריאה receives from אצילות. And we said, בריאה is like a גוף. And here it is, like אשתו is like his גוף. כי הבריאה אשת האצילות. Because she is receiving, בריאה becomes like an אשת, a woman to האצילות. And it's very important to understand that when we say בריאה, that's why he's saying mother nature. Why? Because she is a female now. She receives from האצילות. אשת האצילות היא שהרי הם חוכמה ובינה כנזכר למעלה. ועל פי זה יש גם כן נשמות בבריאה. נקרא גופות בערך נשמות של האצילות. Which means, when I come to בריאה, is there a נשמה in עולם בריאה? Yes. What is the relationship between the נשמה which is in בריאה? Okay? And the goof which is in the Olam Atzilut.
What is the relationship?
Yes. The goof is in Olam Atzilut. And the Neshama in the Bria.
So it's short there. It comes from there. That's how it begins. That's where she begins.
The goof of neshama is created in the
atzilut.
The Rosh of this goof is in Atzilut, is in the Neshama, and the beginning, the Keter of the goof, is the Neshama of the goof of Olam Bria.
So the goof begins in the head.
Of course. Always remember, the head is in the Olam above it. The head is in Olam above it, and the head is always considered the Keter. The Kelim starts from out of the Rosh, that's which is the Bina.
The head comes out first. When it's birth.
That's correct. That's true. It's, now, Ki kemo sheha'isha mekabelet mibala, it's exactly like the when the female receives from, the wife receives from the husband. Kan haguf mekabel mi'aneshama. וכאן מה שאמר רבנו זכרונו להגן, אין בית אלא אישה. And that means there is no בית אלא אישה. Because the true בית is אישה. And there is no house if there is no אישה. והוא בעשייה. All the way coming, עשייה is the final היכל. כי הרי עשייה היא הבית וההיכל. ולכל היה בחינות כנזכר למעלה. And what is the Echal? Echal is the domain that everything that is above it reveals in it. Everything that is above it is in this Echal. As we said, Adonai is reveals the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Echal of Yud Kei Vav Kei. והנה עשייה אשת היצירה, and then he says, okay, בריאה became אשת of אצילות. And what is עולם עשייה? אשת of עולם יצירה. יצירה. Now what's the relation between יצירה and בריאה? Now you're slowly starting to see. We said there are two Heys. There is Yud, which is Atzilut. Hey is a Bria. Vav Zerampin is Libushim Mem Hey. And Yetzira and Hey is Asiya. There are two Nukva. One Nukva Shel Yud and one Nukva Shel Vav. You remember we had two Hit Pashtut. One Hit Pashtut Yud, which is in the Rosh, one hit Pashtut of Vav, which is the goof. Bravo, bravo, good memory, bravo, you make me happy today. So this is how it's completed. Now you see the completion of the name. So he said, here it is, one, two wives, is the first hay and the second hay. The first hay is the Bria, which is Eshet to Atzilut. The last one is Asiya, which is Eshet to Yetzirah. So that means Yetzirah and Atzilut, both of them are from above
to below.
That means Zahar. Now, if this is Zahar, is like a Neshama to the goof. Like a Neshama to the goof. Okay, all these parallels.
Interesting.
Any questions? Let me now go.
I have a question for you, because when you talk about the Ma, which is 45, and the next level is, there was from 52 to 45, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a difference of 7. Is that Sabbath?
Wow.
Yeah.
If you take out 52. And then there is Ed, which is 5.
Ed? With Aleph
Dalet? Edim.
Ed with Ayn. Edim are with Ayn, not with Aleph.
No, Ed is with Aleph.
No, Ed is something else. It's not Ed as a witness.
Witness is Ayn.
Ayn.
No, not witness. Edim.
What is Edim?
Edim is that when he says that there was no man to walk the earth and no Ed, Ed didn't go up.
Ed is that the steam that the comes steam out of this, right? That's called Ed.
Hey, given to Hey, which is 5. So 5 plus 7 is 12. Is that how we work against the Masach? Because the Masach is 12 times 10.
Yeah, all those, it's correct, but I, yeah.
It's work, which is the Ed, and the Sabbath together can work against the Masach, or
make the Masach. Make the Masach. Yeah, what you are saying is, I don't have any negation with it. I don't have any problem.
No, so basically it's the Ed, and
but what do you conclude out of this?
This combination of working 6 days, which is the Ed, Edim, and the Shabbat, can override the Masach. This is how we override the Masach, or working with the Masach. Because it's equivalent to 12.
Why do you want to override the Masach?
Well, it's not overriding the Masach. I'm trying to, get more, so I can receive more.
To receive more, you have to have a good masach. It's all up to your masachim that you will be able, because receiving is only done through masachim or chozer. If you don't have or chozer, what are you going to start with?
Work with the masach. Work together.
You build the masach. The masach is your free will. Wherever you are, the gvulim, the midot, is made by your bina. But the bina makes the gvulim as per what? As per the libushim. Who makes comes first? The goof or the libush? The goof. So the libush has to what? To define the goof, to cover the goof. It is not, absolutely not.
It is. I understand that. That's the perception.
Yeah, we think that by restricting ourselves, I am limiting myself. Or by limiting myself, I am belittling myself. Or if I limit myself, I shortcut myself. And that's the paradox. No.
It's about choosing.
It's God. I wish I had the knowledge of how to deal and make the masachim. Moshe was the person, and that's why he lived 120 years complete, because he was able to understand the highest level of masach in order to come panim bepanim. He came panim bepanim. What is panim bepanim? That means you are connected to chokhmah binadat. It's very simple. You are connected to the light. In the true sense, to Chokhmah bin Adah.
That's why he was able to take people out of Egypt.
That was, he was able to do everything that was necessary to follow the instruction of the Torah in its totality, in its perfection. In its perfection. And by the way, why there must be such a Moshe? So the Israel eventually has to achieve the same Hasagah shel Moshe. But Moshe is how many levels?
Moshe is a higher.
How many names? How many letters in his name?
Three.
Beautiful. That's what the three that you have to bring to yourself. As soon as you brought this three within yourself, you become the complete. As you have your koma, whatever your koma is, your koma could be koma of libushim, it could be koma echalot, it could be koma gufim, or shel neshamot.
So the shin in his name is the
shin, bravo, is the masach, which is Avraham, Yisach, Yaakov. They define all the gvulim, bravo.
That's teeth in Hebrew. That's
32 netivot shel chokhmah. Bravo, that's good. Azar Baruch. You're okay, Michael? We are okay?
No, I'm sorry, I have
two things. I have two. It makes two of us. שיהיה רפואה שלמה, אמן.